Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sent a Sariya, army unit, of 10 men, as spies under the leadership of Asim bin Thabit al-Ansari, the grandfather of Asim bin Umar al-Khattab. They proceeded till they reached Hada'a, a place between Usfan and Mecca, and their news reached a branch of the tribe of Hudayl called Bani Lihyan. So they sent about 200 men, who were all archers, in their pursuit, to follow their tracks till they found the place where they had eaten dates they had brought with them from Al-Madina. They said, "These are the dates of Yathrib," that is, Al-Madina, and continued following their tracks. When Asim and his companions saw their pursuers, they went up a high place and the infidels circled them. The infidels said to them, "Come down and surrender, and we promise and guarantee you that we will not kill any one of you." Asim bin Thabit, the leader of the Sariya, said, "By Allah, I will not come down to be under the protection of infidels. O Allah, convey our news to your Prophet, peace be upon him." Then the infidels threw arrows at them till they martyred. Asim, along with 6 other men and 3 men, came down accepting their promise and convention, and they were Khubayb al-Ansari and Ibn Dathina and another man. So when the infidels captured them, they undid the strings of their bows and tied them. Then the 3rd of the captives said, "This is the first betrayal. By Allah, I will not go with you. No doubt these, namely the martyred, have set a good example to us." So they dragged him and tried to compel him to accompany them. But as he refused, they killed him. They took Khubayb and Ibn Dathina with them, and sold them as slaves in Mecca and all that took place after the Battle of Badr. Khubayb was bought by the sons of Al-Harith bin Amir bin Nufail bin Abd Manaf. It was Khubayb who had killed Al-Harith bin Amir on the day of the Battle of Badr. So Khubayb remained a prisoner with those people. Narrated Az-Zuhri, Ubaydullah bin Iyad said that the daughter of Al-Harith had told him, "When those people gathered to kill Khubayb, he borrowed a razor from me to shave his pubes and I gave it to him. Then he took a son of mine while I was unaware when he came upon him. I saw him placing my son on his thigh and the razor was in his hand. I got scared so much that Khubayb noticed the agitation on my face and said, 'Are you afraid that I will kill him?' 'No, I will never do so. By Allah, I never saw a prisoner better than Khubayb. By Allah, one day I saw him eating of a bunch of grapes in his hand while he was chained in irons, and there was no fruit at that time in Mecca.' The daughter of Al-Harith used to say, 'It was a boon Allah bestowed upon Khubayb when they took him out of the sanctuary of Mecca to kill him outside its boundaries. Khubayb requested them to let him offer 2 rak'ah, salat, prayer. They allowed him, and he offered a 2 rak'ah, prayer, and then said, "Hadn't I been afraid that you would think that I was afraid of being killed, I would have prolonged the salat, prayer. O Allah, kill them all with no exception." He then recited the poetic verse, "I, being martyred as a Muslim, do not mind how I am killed in Allah's cause, for my killing is for Allah's sake, and if Allah wishes, He will bless the amputated parts of a torn body." Then the son of Al-Harith killed him. So it was Khubayb who set the tradition for any Muslim sentenced to death in captivity to offer a 2 rak'at salat, prayer, before being killed. Allah fulfilled the invocation of Asim bin Thabit on that very day on which he was martyred. The Prophet, peace be upon him, informed his companions of their news and what happened to them. Later on, when some infidels from Quraysh were informed that Asim had been killed, they sent some people to fetch a part of his body, that is, his head, by which he would be recognized. That was because Asim had killed one of their chiefs on the day of the Battle of Badr. So a swarm of wasps, resembling a shady cloud, were sent to hover over Asim and protect him from their messenger, and thus they could not cut off anything from his flesh.